You're holding Daf Chav Dalad Amar Aleph. We'll do over again the top of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara starts off at Amar Kvar. The Pasuk says Vishachat V'Chuka. There's a Pasuk that says Vishachat V'Chuka by the Paraduma. So therefore, we dashem V'Shchitin. A Paraduma is only kosher if you make a Shchita on it, but the Areifalah, you can't just chop off the head like you do by Negla Rufa. If so, more is the question now, is it true, even though the Pasuk says the word chukah, you cannot make a kal v'chaymah to say nu aloha? Like over here, really before we had a kal v'chaymah to say that a vegla rufa is no good b'shchita, but it's good b'reifa, if so, it's a kal v'chaymah to say that a paraduma, which is kosher b'shchita, for sure it should be kosher with an areifa just chopping off the head. So you're telling me the Pasuk says v'chukah, therefore I do not make the kal v'chaymah. So that's the question. I vogabi yom kippurim. The yachsiv bechuka by yom kippur. The pasuk says the word chuka by the kabbonis of yom kippur. And still, v'tani we learn like this. The pasuk says we are so chatas that the shnei sirim you take, which is echol Hashem, echol azozom, it says you should make one of them a chatas. And we darshin hagerul oisa chatas v'yein Hashem oisa chatas. What makes it a chatas? The gerul. You have to use the gerul. The two lotteries to make which one's a girl, which one's a chatas l'Hashem, which one's l'Azazel. But v'yein Hashem ma'isachata, just the fact that you call it a korban chatas l'Hashem, that does not give it a shame chatas l'Hashem. So Mor says otherwise, without this pasuk shiyochel, I would have thought to say, v'aloi dinu, really it's a svar like this. V'ma b'mokim shna kiddush a girl. The other type of karbonis, where there's no kiddush of a girl, to pick out of a girl the carbon you want. Still, Kiddush Hashem, if you say Reizu Chattis, it's kaveh to be carbon Chattis. If so, here, Mokim Shekiddush a girl here by Yom Kippur, and the Pasuk says the Pash of Arsnei Sirim to make a girl to see which one should be Lashem, which one should be Lazozel. If so, Mokim Shekiddush HaGoril here by Yom Kippur, and the Din is not a sword to say Shekiddush Hashem, but it should be enough just to say which one should be Kiddush Lashem. The Rashi brings down that to the Kal v'chaymah is like Mab Mokim Shekiddush Hashem means, Kiddush HaGoril means could go in Kinei Zovim, when his Zav has to bring the two birds, or else over your Ledis. The Rechid is Lechatas, V'yechid is Le'ilo. There is no Din Goril. Even if they call a Goril, that does not make one for Chatas, one for Le'ilo. But rather, have to be Kaveret B'shem, you have to call this one Chattis, this one an Eilah. So here by Yom Kippur, there is a parish of a girl. Isn't it a svar to say that if the Kohen wants to call it Chattis Lashem, that should be enough? On this Talmudim, the Pasuk says no. V'yasol Chattis, an extra Pasuk to say V'yasol Chattis means the girl. So we darshan HaGirl Oysa Chattis, only the girl can make it into a Chattis. V'yain Hashem Oysa Chattis. And just by Korei Hashem, just the Kohen saying you want this one to be a Chattis Lashem, it does not make it into the Chatzis Lashem. But I call upon him, what's the reason? Taima, why don't we make this Kal v'chaymah? Only because the Kosa Rachamon of Yisrael Chatzis is an extra posik to say for Yisrael Chatzis. Olav hochi, without this extra posik, Tashin and Kal v'chaymah, we'll make the Kal v'chaymah. Yisrael Chur, you see, even though it says the word Chukah v'yom Kippurim, but if we have a Kal v'chaymah, Kal v'chaymah goes lafuka, the word Chukah. A Kal v'chaymah is like it's in the parasha itself. So I would have said to say that by the Chattis Lashem it could be Korei Hashem, as only because of an extra Pasuk of Yasol Chattis. And so we have the Kasha back by the Paradumra. If you have a Kal v'chaymah to tell me that it should be Kasha even with an Areifa, just by chopping off its head, so what if it says the word V'chuka, or Kal v'chaymah should still like put the Inyan in the Parsha? So Mar says true. Mar says rather, Moses says rather, Miyat Rachmona Gabi Eglo, that says the word Ha'arufa. So from the word Ha'arufa, the hay we say, Zeis Be'arufa, only by the Eglo Rufa, this calf. Here the mitzvah is, the hechshir is, the chop off its head. Because the extra word, the hay, Ha'arufa, Rashi says, Mash Mezu Arufa. V'yena Cheres Arufa. But V'yena Cheres Be'arufa. That's why I know to say that by a paraduma, like a special miyut, that a paraduma is not kosher just with a rape, but just chopping off the head. Smor says the so now, but a eglo kshera v'shrita. So what don't I say if so an eglo rufa should be kosher with a shrita? And really mikal v'chayma. O ma paramadach a paraduma. So huch shiro b'arefa. A paraduma is not kosher with a rape. Like we just said, a paraduma has a miyut only b'shrita, not b'arefa. Still, kshere b'shchita. Poor doom is kosher with a ma'aseh shchita. And so Eglah, this Eglah Arufa, Sheikh Sherab Arefa, Torah says you could make an Arefa, just chop off the head. And so Ein Adin, isn't it a svara to say Shuruch Shuruch B'Shchita, that Shchita should also be kosher by an Eglah Arufa. On this Amakwa, the Pasuk says, the Arufa your Eglah. So we darshan Barefa in B'Shchita Loi, as a Pasuk here also, Rashi says, the Arufa Eglah means Shin Olea Kles, the Pasuk says it twice, Lakep to see Dafka this, and not Peshchita. Simple, the kids, even though we have a Kavachayim, is both ways back, but still there's Mutum Akroa, but the Mishnah said that a Poro is Dafka Peshchita, and a Egla Rufa is Dafka Barufa. Now the Mishnah says, Kosher B'Kahanim, what's kosher about Kahanim is possible Levium. The Hechshra of Kahanim is possible by Levium. And Kosher B'Levium, what's kosher by Levium, is possible B'Kahanim. Like we'll see in the Gemara, there are things that are kosher b'kahanim. B'kahanim, the locker is as soon as they become bar mitzvah, no matter how old they get, they can still do the avodah. Is that a psul b'levim? Like we'll see in the Gemara, levim has an age limit; they can only do the avodah from 30 to 50. And what's kosher b'levim means the Levi has no psul of a mum, even though he has mumim on his body, he's not possible to do his avodah. But that's psul b'kahanim; that has the psul b'kahanim. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Torah Rabban, what like this? Kahanim b'mumim psulim. A koyin, the Torah says the parasha of a mum. If he's a bal mum, he's supposed to do the avodah. Bishonim ksherim, no matter how old he gets, if he's fit to do the avodah, he can still do it. Leviim, balvim is the opposite. B'mumim ksherim, there's no psul mum by a levi. But bishonim psulim, balvim have a psul of shonim. When a levi becomes over 50 years old, he's supposed to do the avodah. So Nimtza comes out that kosher b'kanim, what's the kosher b'kanim about his age limit, his posel levium, age limit is a psul by levium. But kosher b'levium, what's kosher about levium, that there's no psul of mum by levi, you should know that's posel b'kanim, that has a psul by kahanim. Samar says now, Minoh and Emili, how do we know this yisod? How do we know the two special halachas? The Torah Rabbanan, learn like this, the posel says in Bamidbom, Zeis Ashel Alevium, that this is the halachas of the Levim of a Levi. Not Talmud Leima, what do we need the Pasuk of Zeis for? What does it come to teach us? Rashi says, Zeis Hashem Levim, Kuli Yeserus. Now the whole Pasuk is extra. The Kula Pashas of Levim he, the Evel Lemichta of Miben Chomish Riesim, she started off right away when he's 25 years. So what does that have to say? Zeis Hashem Levim. So Morris says, Lefish Nevim, because the Pasuk says, Omiben Chamishim Shono Yoshuv. That when a lady becomes 50 years old, he has to return. He can't do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. His avoidah. Lomano comes to teach us, Leleviim Shashonim Paislim Bohem. That a lady, when he becomes 50 years old at this age, he's possibly can't sing anymore, he can't close the doors anymore, he can't carry the Mishkan anymore. There's a Psul Shonim by Leviim. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Mumin Paislim Bohem. If so, who are then? If a Levi has a Mum on his body, maybe he should also be possible to sing or to carry. And Bedin really to swear that way. Uma Kahanim, Mazir to Kahanim. Shein HaShonim Paislim Bohem. Kahanim have no Psul of Shonim. No matter how old they get, still the kosher to do the Avodah. Still Mumin Paislim Bohem. There's a Psul Mum by a Kayin. If so, Leviim by the Leviim. Shashonim Paislim Bohem. A Levi has the psul of Shonim. I say, at 50, you can't do the avodah anymore. If so, any of them isn't it a svara to say, Shei Mum in Paislim Bohem. Who then, if a Levi has a Mum, he should also be posel. On this Talmud Leim, no, that's the extra posel he teaches us. And by Midbeches, that Zeis Ashel Aleviyim. This is the halachas of Leviyim. Meaning to say, Zeis Laleviyim. There's only a psul of Shonim of age. Wise by Leviim that it becomes possible. But Vienna Cheres Leviim, there's no other psul, there's no psul of Mum by a Levi. Now the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yeah, Kahanim Psulim Bishonim. If so, maybe Kahanim should also have a psul when they become 50 years old. Maybe they can't do the Avodah anymore. And really, Valoy Dinner, it's as far that way. Omar Leviim Sheimun and Paislim Ben. Madach, a Levi that does not have a psul of a Mum, even though there's something blemishes on his body, still is kosher to do the avodah. Still, shonim poislim them. When a lady becomes 50, he can't do the avodah anymore. If so, kahanim she'amum and poislim them. You see, the Torah was more marked upon a kayin that when he has the balmum, he can't do the avodah anymore. If so, Eina Din, isn't it a svara to say she has shown in Paislamem? Who are Din? When a Kohen becomes 50, maybe should also be possible to do the Avoida. And this Gemara says, no, Talmud Leim again, the same Pasuk says, Zeis Lalevim, that this psul of Shonim years belongs to Levi. Meaning to say, V'loi Asher Lalakhanim, and this psul does not belong to the Kohanim. That so when you become the age of 50, that's only a psul in the Levi, and not a psul by a Kohen. And the Wadina teaches us that there's no psul mum by Levi. Now the Gemara says, Yoch, I would have thought to say, Af Pishilo, Ubeis Elomim Kain, maybe he would do the Levi when he becomes 50 years old. He cannot do the Avodah, not in Mishkan Shiloi, and not in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says, Yochalaf Bishul Beis Lomim, Shein Avodah Sloviyim Ela Shoirim or Mishoirim. In the Beis Hamikdash, all he has to do is just to sing the Shir, they sing, and who are then? They close the gates. So I would have thought to say maybe they're also the psul, but by Shonim, when they come 50 years old, they can't do the Avodah. Maybe it's not only in the Mishkan they have such a psul, maybe you are doing in the Beis Hamikdash. On this note, the Pasuk says, Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Lavoid Avoidas. That this Pasuk in Bamidva says, where does Levi have a psul of Shonim? Only in the Mishkan, where the Avodah was Lavoid Avoidas. So with Darshin Avodah, that's the Pasuk. So we darshim lo yamati elabizman shir avoida v'ketif, that when is the psul of Shonim? Only when Levim used to work in the Mishkan, where there the avoida was with the shoulders. We need to say they had to do hard work. They had to take down the Mishkan, carry the Mishkan. Then when he becomes 50 years old, he's not fit anymore for that. Then there's a psul of Levim. By Shenkein, the avoida they do. Now, Shenkin, the avoiding the Beis Hamikdash, that there's no heavy work there. There is only closing the doors and singing, and a chanami, there a lady could do it as long as he can sing, even though he's older than 50, still he could do the avoiding. That's the specific, lavar avoidas, avoidas, avoidas maso, only if his mind is an avoidas pekotav. Carrying things, that's when that person left at 50 years old. Now, the question is, Kosov Echrem, one pasuk says, mi ben chamesh, the Yesrim Shono Umalo, that when the Levi is 25 years old, then he can start doing the Avodah. The Kosov Echrem, one pasuk says no. That Mi Ben Shloshim, when he's 30 years old, he can start doing the Avodah. So let's try on the pasuk. Eef Shaloim Shloshim, he can't tell me the pasuk means Bedavka when he's 30 years old. Shekvanem, because the pasuk already says Chafei, when he's 25 years old, the Levi could start doing the Avodah. And V.F. Shalom Echofei, you can't tell me means B'dav when he's 25, Shekvanem Shloshim, plus it says already Shloshim. If so, okay, so how does it come out? Comes out like this, that Chofei Lilmoid, when a Levi is 25 years old, then he has to start learning the halach is about Hilchas Avodah. Rashi says Lilmoid Hilchas Avodah. But Ushloshim Avodah, like after we learned already for 5 years, then he can start doing the Avodah. It's so true, he can't do the Avodah. Levi could only do his Avodah's Kotav when he was 30 until 50. Now, Mikan, what's the sexual limit here? Was he start learning at 25 and 30? Mashpat's only 5 years of learning. So, Mikan, here we learn out that Le Talmud, Shalayrosim and Yafav and Mishnosa Heshonim, that the Talmud is learning already for 5 years straight, and he doesn't remember, he doesn't learn well. Rashi says, interesting, Shalayrosim and Yafav, he doesn't see a good sign, meanings, Loimed B'Shechay, he learns and he forgets it right away. And so you should know, Shuvayna Roy is not going to see a simon, he'll keep on forgetting. So, I once said over, Rashach said that, about it today, you can't stop and say, you learned for 5 years, you don't know, you stop learning. Here it means that somebody learned straight for 5 years with all his kichis, all the time he has, he put into learning, and it wasn't much clear, then he could stop. But if somebody like we just learned sometimes, that's no proof, we have to keep on going. The Mikra didn't hear if a Talmud learned for 5 years and he doesn't see a Simin, and then Shuv Ein Roya Simin. That's the limud for this pasuk. That's why it says 25 and 30 teaches this limud of 5 years of learning, you're not going to see a Simin after that. Rabbi Yosi says, Gimel Shon, no, it's 3 years. Ben Levi learned for 3 years straight. And he wasn't matzlich, he's not going to have a tzlacha. Shnevan the pasuk says, the pasuk of Daniel says, Ulegadlon Shonim Shalish, Mashma 3 years, and then it says, ulalamdom sefer veloshen kastim. So mashmi after 3 years, like, it takes them only 3 years to learn this limud, not 5 years. So I said, vidach derman yom, it says, no, it's 5 years, it says like this, vidach shani loshen kastim tekolol. There they only had to teach the Lashon of Kastim, that was easier to learn. So that the Simon was for 3 years. But learning Torah, here the Simon is 5 years. Vidach, the other man, Yom holds no, really 3 years is the Simon of learning. How come here by the Levi was 5 years? He'll learn that Shani Hilchos Avodah did keep from the opposite. That learning Hilchos Avodah of Leviim, that's a very hard limud. Rashi says that Tkifu means Lohirid HaMishkan, taking down the Mishkan, or Leparkoil and Toysa, taking it apart, putting it together, Lahamid Krosov, Krosov, Vihashir LeKorbin, Bepel VeKli, to know how to sing, Bishas the Korbin, with your mouth and with the Kli. These are very hard avoiders. So here Taka took 5 years. But a regular Limur, it's enough, 3 years. Because that's the Simon, again, after learning 3 years straight with all your curves without a stop. If you have no atzlocha, then it's a rai, you won't have atzlocha. But again, for us, we have to always keep on trying. Tanu Rabbanan, learn like this. Koyhein mishiyovi shtei sairus a koyin. Once he becomes bar mitzvah, he's 13 years old, and he has two sairus, after him, he's a godel midiraisa, his atche yaskin, until he becomes old, that he can't do the avoider anymore, it's koshel avoider, he's allowed to do the avoider, there's no psul shonim. O mumin, paislin boy. But if a Kohen has a mum, that's a psul, he can't do the avoida. Then Levi is the opposite. A Levi, mi ben shloishim v'yad ben chamishim, kosher li avoida, v'shonim poislim boy. That a ben Levi, he's only fit to do the avoida when he's 30 until 50. As we had before, it means doing the hard avoida, the kotev, in the Mishkan, taking it down and putting it up, that he could only do when he's 30 until 50. Now, the Medrash Amur, when was it said, B'yoyo moyod sheva midbar, only in the Mishkan and the Midbar, which to have the heart avoid of taking it down and putting it up. That's only kosher for Levi between 30 and 50. Avo b'shilo beis alamim, where there was no avoida kota, there was no putting up and putting down. There, ein of solem, there's no psul by shonim. No matter how old he is, he could do the shear and the doors. Ela b'kril, then in the Beis Hamikdash, he only becomes possible. B'kril means when his voice gives, when he can't sing nicely anymore, that's when he has to stop his avoida of shir. Now, Omer Rav Yosi, Yosi says, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, Vayi ki echod, l'mechatrim u'l'mesherrim li'ashmi akril echod. So again, the pasuk says, Vayi ki echod, they're all like together. L'mechatrim means the one playing the trumpets. L'mesherrim, the one singing. Lahashmiya kolechod, you'll have like one voice. So Rashi says, Vayhi kiechod mashma filo zakein, even the old Levim. Kolechod, shetzrichem levasem es kolem, you have to have a sweet voice. Sheenir kolechod. So Kozuma the Levi could sing nicely, he's able to do he could do his shir. When his voice is not good anymore, then he can't do the shir. They had before it says, Achi Yaskin, Mashenkin Vayikoyin, he could do the avoid until he becomes very old. Until he grows old, the Gemara's question is Ad Kamo, till how old is he that he has to stop? Some Reb Lezer, Omer Reb Chanina, Ad Sheyasis, he still begins to tremble, he starts to shake. He can't. Rashi says Yod of Raglev, his feet or hands start to tremble. So he has no koyach, then he has to stop doing the avodah. It's not awesome. We learned the Mishnah Mikvoyis, Bale Keri Shetoval. Obal Kerim is a person that let out Zerah. Zerah came out, and he went to the mikvah. Obal Kerim knows Tameh, his Tumah one day, so he went to the mikvah. But for Lehitul Mayim, he did not go to the Beis Kisti, he didn't let out water, urine yet. Lehitul Mayim, after the Zerah came out. So Lachar is, Lekishayito, later when he lets out the Meraglayim the first time, is Tameh, he becomes Tameh again. Because we said there's still some Zerah inside, in his Amah, and it doesn't come out until the Meraglim comes out. So when the first Meraglim comes out, we say there's some Shikva Zera left in there, and when it comes out, it's Matama the person. And Rashi says, because Shikva Zera is Matama B'cholshu. Afilu B'kein Chadol, no matter how small it is, it comes out of the body, it's Matama you. So for the first time you mount the Meraglim, some more comes out, it will become Tami. Rabbi Yasi says it depends. Rabbi Yasi Aymer, Per Chaylo V'Zokein Tami. If the person is sick or else he's older, and the chnami, then not all the zera comes out the first shot, and therefore it becomes tummy later the first time he lets out the meragla and he urinates. But the yelid of a bari, if he's a young one or a healthy person, then tor, then the mice is tor, and like Rashi says, the mikor nafakulay, because then we say all the zera came out the first time. See, but then he went to the mikvah. So even though afterwards he let out meraglayim, we do not say any zera came out with it. So Mora says, yelud, like a boy, a child, ad kam, until how old is still called yelud? Amar Rav Leza, Amar Rav Chanina, kol sho'imeid, a raglay achas, v'cholos manolo, he could stand on one foot, and the other foot he could take off the shoe, or else v'nei manolo, he could put back his shoe on. If he's that healthy, he could do this, he's still called a yelud. So in other words, the yelud and bar is like one thing, like calls the mind young and healthy. So what's called young and healthy? If he could do this type of work on one foot, he could take off the other shoe and put it on. And the Gemara says, Omer Olav, it was said upon our Rabbi Chanina, that Shehoyah ben Shemonim Shon, he was 80 years old, he was standing on his feet. He was able to stand on one foot, and he could take off his shoe, and put on his shoe. So he was like healthy even at 80 years old. Oh, my Rabbi Chanino. Rabbi Chanino said like this, that chamin, the hot water, the shemen and the oil, she sasach tani imi bialdusi, that my mother used to shmir upon me when I was young, hein omdoli b'yesa kenosi, that still retained my health. I was able to do such things even though he was so old. Tana Rabbanan wrote like this, Nismalo ziknoi, when the person has a beard, becomes older by mitzvah, he has a beard, Nismalo ziknoi, his beard grows completely, then royal asa shliach tzibur, then he's fit to be a shliach tzibur. Rashi says, the mitzvah say, Lechol tzachayim, let kaya shayfa, the blowing shayfa, or to be manana parnis, and when you have a beard, then you're fit to be a shliach for the tzibur. And who are din? To be our like Shir Tzibur, to go down Davin in front of the Yomit. Felisa's Kapav, and then he's fit to Duchen also a Kayin. Now, Mei Musai Koshli Avoida, when is a Kayin fit to do the Avoida? Meshiyovish Tesirus, as soon as it comes by Mitzvah. But a Kotin, not like Rashi said, the Siv Ish, he's our, you have to be an Ish. But once you're a Golda, once you're by Mitzvah, and you have two Sirus, then you're fit to do the Avoida. Now, Rebbe says, I say like this, Achiyo ben Esrim, no, a Kohen is not fit to do the Avodah until he's 20 years old. And Amrav Chizda, my time, what's the reason of Rebbe? The Siddur the Pasuk says, V'yamidu es halaviyim, he ben Esrim shon of Amala, l'natzeach, amalech es beis Hashem. Like Lasech means the oversight, to be above, to watch over the melech is the building of the beis Hashem. So you see the Pasuk says, even though it says Levim, Mususia means Kanim, because Mashma, they don't do the Avoid until they're 20 years old. Vidach, what does the Tanakhama say? Lenatzeach Shani, to be appointed over, to watch over it. Rashi says, Lenatzeach Shani, the Mashma, Lavar Avoidus Kvoidom, Hatzrichem Nitzuch. To do the hard Avoidom, to be like a master over it, that time you have to be 20 years old. But to do the regular Avoidom, it's enough to be 13. So this person is talking about Levim. So what's the raya about a Kohen? Rashi says, "We amrim budi and yisolam elu b'koil." It is only psul by koil. So my answer is, "Rabbi Yisrael ben Levi." The Yom Rabbi Yisrael ben Levi that the esrim v'avur m'koimis. There are 24 places that nikro kanim Levim. But the person calls a Kohen a Levi, even though it says Levim here, it really means a Kohen. This is one of them. Pasuk says, "Va'kahanim alavim b'nei tzaddik." Says the word Levim here, and it means the kahanim. So you see, when the pasuk says Levi, it means a kohen. Rashi says, "Akochoch tzaddik kohen hoyu." So kohen are the bar of Levim. Al shem shemishavid Levi heim. They come from Shevet Levi. Tana Rabbanan like this. The pasuk says, "Is mizaracho l'doroisam," that was there of Kain, he could do the Avodah. That Mikan Omri of Loza, Kotin, possibly Avodah. If you have a Kain that's a Kotin, he's not called an Ish yet, he's possible to do the Avodah. Ish Voloi Kotin. The Afilu Tam, even though the Kotin is a Tam, he has no Mum, still he's possible to do the Avodah. When is he fit to do the avodah? Mishiyavish tei siris. We have to become bar mitzvah, and then he has two siris. Then he's fit. That's a godly. He's fit to do. He's called an ish. Then he's fit to do the avodah. Aval ochiv akhanim ein manich nois labor dashir ben chof. But the ma'isa, the minig was the kahanim did not let them do the avodah until they became 20 years old. That's not like a minig, like mid rabbanon. Ravadi mid raisa, that once they become 13, a godol, they are fit to do the avodah. Ikad the army, some say, ho Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe, via filu psul de rabbonin, less lay. That even according to Rebbe, there's no psul mid rabbonin. Whereas even though before Rebbe was the one that said that he's not kosher to do the avoid until 20, but now the bride, the Gemara, is teaching us that even according to Rebbe, it's not a psul and b'dievid is possible, and afilu mid rabbonin is not even a psul b'dievid. Just that the kahanim, the brothers, did not let them do it. Like lechatchila, they didn't let them do it. But Avada b'dievra, if they would do the avoid, they would be kosher, even according to Rebbe. And v'ikud yami, some say no, Rebbe yisleib sum the rabbonin. That Avada, according to Rebbe, taka would be possum the rabbonin. For horn over here, it's rabbonin he. Here goes according to rabbonin shita. Ulechatchilahu. Even though the rabbonin before said there's no psul, they could do the avoid when they're 13. But lechatchilah, the kahanim used to have a minig not to let them do the avoid until they were 20. Avodiyevet, avodosik shere, but avada b'dievet, the kohen did the avoid, the after the mitzvah and echanami, avada, the avoida is kosher. So that's the shell, I don't learn shan Rebbe. Does Rebbe mean that with Rabbon and Tak it's possible, even b'dievet under 20, and therefore that's only going according to Rabbon in here? Or maybe no, even according to Rebbe, it's also only lechatchilo, not to let them do the avoid until 20. But if they do the avoid, avada, the avoid is kosher, even with Rabbon. Now the Mishnah says, Tor b'kli cheres. What has a Torah about a kli cheres is not makabat tumma from the outside, is tome b'chol ha-kelim. All other kelim is makabat tumma from the outside of the kli, like we'll see in the Gemara. But Tor b'chol ha-kelim, things that are Torah about all other kelim, meaning if the tome does not touch the kli, it just goes inside the arbor, the ear of the kli, it's not tome, it's Tor. But tome b'kli cheres, like kli cheres is the opposite. If something just goes inside the arbor of the kli cheres, it automatically makes the kli tummy. Now, Torah about a word like this. Avir kli cheres tummy. Anything that goes inside the arbor, inside the air, the space of a kli cheres, even though the cheres does not touch the wall of the kli, it only goes inside the arbor, it's metama, the kli. But the gabay tor, if the cheres touches the outside of the kli cheres, it's not makabel tum, it doesn't become tummy. But Avir Kol HaKelim, if a sheretz touches, just goes inside the Avir of a metal kli or wooden kli, Tor, the kli remains Tor. But for Gavin Tomei, if a sheretz touches the outside of the kli, then Taker it is Tomei. Nimsa comes out that Tor of a kli cheres, what's Tor about a kli cheres, is Tomei b'chol HaKelim, is Tomei b'chol HaKelim. And Tor b'chol HaKelim, what's Tor about Kol HaKelim, is Tomei b'kli cheres, that's Taker Tomei by kli cheres. That's like our Mishnah says, that's the contrast between one to another. Now the Gemara says, we know Anemili, how do we know these Yisraelis? That a Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tumah from inside and not from the outside. The Torah Rabbanan learned like this, Toichai, the Pasuk says that Kli Cheres is something comes in Toichai. Rashi says, V'chol Kli Cheres ha-shi'ipo mehem al Toichai, something falls inside them. So we dash in Viata Pishla Noga, even though the sheretz does not touch the inside of the kli, just goes inside the avir, the air of the kli, it's tameh. So Moses says, Atzaim, you're telling me, Apa Pishla Noga, even though the sheretz, the tameh, does not touch the kli. Or Yehne, maybe not that way. Elim came Noga, maybe it has to go inside and touch the kli. How do you know to say it's just enough to go inside the avir without touching the sides of the kli? So Moses says, Rabbi Yehnesin ben Avtul Misayim, he says like this. That Nema, the Pasuk says, Toichai l'tomei, says the word Toichai by being tomei. Rashi says, Keshakli metame oichlin, shebetoichai, dechsev kol asher betoichai yitma. There's one parasha, we have food inside a kli cheres, and then the kli becomes tomei, that is a chiddush, anything inside the kli becomes tomei also. And v'nema toichai l'tomei. It also says the word toichai when the sheretz first comes inside the kli to be metame the kli. If so, it says the word toichai twice. Once, if the kli is already tummy, it be metame what's inside it. or else when the kli itself is being mekabel tumah. Ma tirso, ma toicho yoma litame. Just like the first time tumah toicho, when the kli itself is tumah, that it's being mekabel with whatever's inside it, afa pishle noga, even though the food is not touching the side of the kli. As long as the food is inside this kli, it becomes tummy from the kli itself. Is af toichoi, who are dim, when we're talking about when the sheretz comes inside the kli to matama the kli, af toichoi omra litma to be matama the kli, is af el pishle noga, even though the sheretz does not touch the walls of the kli, as long as it goes just inside the avra of the kli becomes tummy. Now the Gemara says, "V'hosam there, when the kli is tummy already, how do we know any food that's inside the avra becomes tummy? V'hosam inolun, because Omer Reb Yenison, Yenison says, "Ha'tori eats the Torah sounds like edus." The Rashi says, because the Chassid says, "Kol asher b'toychoin is ha'tori edu al kli cheres by kli cheres that anything inside is tummy, the afilu mole chardol, even though it's full of mustard seeds. Now, full of mustard seeds, every seed is very small." So true, just the out layer is touching the sides of the kli, but the inside of the mustards are not touching the kli, and still all the mustard seeds inside is tamei. So it must be, even though the food is not touching the kli itself, it's just inside the yavir, it's also tamei. So mero, this toichai is megal on the other toichai, you would in the katkila, but the kli is being the kabotuma. From the sheretz does not have to touch the sides of the kli, as long as it's just inside the yavir of the kli. All right, we'll stop here.